A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has agreed to an immigration reform plan that would provide a path to citizenship for the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States as the immigration issue takes center stage in Washington. WBAI's Jose Santiago has been following developments and has this report.
We had a bipartisan Senate statement issued yesterday that introduced principles that include the path to citizenship. And we think it's important for both parties to take leadership at this incredible moment.
Mary Kay Henry, president of the Service Employees International Union, was one of several labor leaders and immigrant and civil rights advocates applauding the Senate's first step toward immigration reform. They gathered in Washington for a national telephone news conference in which they celebrated recent movement on comprehensive immigration reform while pledging to help shape the final package.
We expect them to fix our broken immigration system now. We will march, rally, pray, and knock on every door in Congress to remind lawmakers that our nation deserves an immigration system that sustains our communities, our families, and an economy that values a prosperous nation built by immigrants. We don't want some piecemeal solution. Reform must include a roadmap to citizenship so that immigrants who work hard and aspire to become citizens are not relegated to a second-class status, but instead have a realistic mechanism to earn the rights and fulfill the duties that citizenship offers.
The senator's proposal does include a path to citizenship, but contingent on progress toward securing the country's borders, an issue that helped kill comprehensive immigration reform legislation in 2007. But with the Obama administration promising to make immigration reform a top issue and Republicans admitting they need to mend fences with Latino voters, it looks like at least some level of real reform is on the horizon. Under the senator's proposal, undocumented immigrants would be given probationary legal status, allowing them to work if they registered with the government and paid a fine. Those wishing to apply for permanent status would have to go to the end of the line behind those who have already applied. The proposal also calls for a new enforcement measure to track the status of immigrants who may have overstayed visas. President Barack Obama delivers a speech on immigration reform in Nevada tomorrow. It remains to be seen what his proposal will include. Mee Mua, president and executive director of the Asian American Justice Center, says her organization wants immigration reform to include a review of the cases of the millions who have traditionally been excluded from entrance into the United States.
The issue is particularly poignant for Asian Americans. U.S. immigration policy excluded Asian Americans all the way back to the 1800s. It was not until 1965 that these exclusionary policies were lifted. Today, nearly 2 million of the 4.3 million family members waiting abroad in family backlogs are from Asian countries. Keeping immigrant families intact is not only humane, it represents sound economic policy. These immigrants start businesses, thereby creating jobs for all Americans. In fact, immigrants have the highest entrepreneurial rate of any group in the country, according to the Kauffman Foundation. They even surpass native-born Americans when it comes to starting businesses. We are pleased to see that the Senate's principles reflect our belief that a thriving economy necessitates a strong and inclusive family-based immigration system, and that any common sense reform should provide a meaningful path to citizenship for the 11.2 million undocumented immigrants living in the shadows, fearful of harsh tactics that frequently tear their families apart.
In fact, business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce agree. They want immigration reform, although they tend to favor allowing only high-skilled and professional workers in permanently, while limiting stays for low-income workers. The Chamber of Commerce today pledged to work with all parties to get a bill passed. And Ben Jealous, president and CEO of the NAACP, is also on board. He presented the findings of his organization's research among Black Americans.
This country has the greatest level of consensus on this issue that we have ever seen. When you look at Black voters, and we polled voters on this issue, in states like Georgia and Ohio, Florida, 4 out of 5 support pushing CIR through right now. 95% support the DREAM Act. This is an issue that Black voters see as a basic humanitarian need for this country. It does not make sense for people on the right to push and say that we should force people out of this country who are already part of this country. It does not improve life for any workers for us to continue to exploit workers here simply because they don't have paper. We in the black community understand what it's like to be mistreated and exploited and treated as second-class people, and we understand the pain of migration and separation and families being torn apart by poverty. In our country, politicians finally listening to her people will get us to where we need to be. The people of this country are ready for us to be one country again without second-class people being mistreated simply because they lack paper, even though they are already contributing to our economy and our tax system.
And also commenting today, Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network, a Catholic lobby that raises awareness about poverty. She led the so-called Nuns on the Bus project, in which nuns traveled across the country to highlight the fight against poverty.
We, the people of the United States, do best when we have a reasonable way to have people enter our country, to have people participate in our country, and then to invest their life, their will, their decision-making in our country as citizens. Let us welcome in the stranger. That's who we are. That is what we are working for.
And again, President Obama unveils his proposal for comprehensive immigration reform tomorrow. For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.